Today is Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. Today is Daf Kuf Chav Ches. We're on Kuf Chav Zayin. Is two lines to the bottom. Learn today's Daf for Schus Refuah Shleima for Shana Basia Bas Rachel Devora. Okay, so we're now going to bring. Run time. We're now going to bring a few members of the Shalach Rabbi Abba of Yosef Arkama. One of them eventually is going to come back to our point about Rabbi Yehuda, about whether the father has nemanus to say that my son is a Bechor or not. Right? Rashbam says, before we do Rashbam for the Gemara, it's the last Rashbam, Shalach Rabbi Abba, Kol Hani Shalach Rabbi Abba, Rav Yosef Bar Chama, all these cases that Rabbi Chama is sending to Rav Yosef, of Rabbi Abba, sending to Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Nakad Hacha Mishum Dibchad Minayu, in one of them we're going to see Kapasi Kirchasa Rabbi Yehuda. We see that we're going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we said that the father has them on us. And in the end, all the halacha follows the Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yosef Acham, in all these cases, as we'll see at the end, hopefully today, if not tomorrow. Someone says to his friend, Abdi Ganafta, that evidence that you're holding, that's mine, you stole it from me. And the guy Muchsak says, look, Ganafti, you didn't steal it, it's mine. So I, the accuser, say back to him, so ma tivu etzlecha. Well, then why do you have it? It was mine, you know. And he says, look, basically, he says atamachartali. You sold it to me, or he says atana satali b'matana. You gave it to me as a gift. So I'm done. That's a neman. I have a claim. So the guy says. Now the guy who's holding the eved opens his mouth and says too much. He says, you know what? But ritzoncha hishava v'tol. If you want. You can go swear. He tells me, I can swear, and I can swear and say, I never sold it to you, which is a weird shvuah. I can swear and say, I never sold it to you. We're telling each other, v'tol, and take it. And then v'nishma, so I do swear, ein yachal lachzor bo. But you, the person who's, you can't retract and say, oh, no, I was kidding. This is a crazy shvuah. What, I'm going to swear that I didn't sell it to you, but if you accept it upon yourself, then it's fine, it's valid. So just two things. Tosfos points out, he says, "Hachik arsin v'nishba in yachal aksarbo." Meaning, once I swear, he can't be chosen there. However, perish im nishba kvar in yachal aksarbo. Aval im lo nishba yachal aksarbo. But if I didn't swear yet, meaning the guy goes to me, yeah, just swear that you didn't sell to me. I go, sure. No, I'm kidding. Then he can stop. Right. But if I swore already, now, obviously when Tosfos says perish, that means somebody else says the other way. So that the other thing is that it all depends on the vav. Right, we have vin nishba, and he swears. There's another gears that says nishba in a yachal aksarbo, meaning he can't swear. And at no point, once he gives him the option, he can swear, and the guy can't retract. So there are those who say, question is, again, machlokas is whether or not the in a yachal aksarbo is only once the oath took place, or even before the oath takes place. Tosfos says only once he swears. It brings, I think, a sheet to Rashi, or maybe a time. Right, in the middle of Tosfos, he brings a Rashi. Aval Rashi perish im amar eni nishba potrinoso miyad. Okay. Now, Rashbam asks, we're talking about an eved. Problem with an eved, we said, that it belongs to him. But why? An eved is considered godros, and we're going to begin in Masechta, only remember back about 100 some odd days ago. Godros ein lehem chazaka. Right, Rashbam says, even though we say in Aflam Vav, ha godros ein lehem chazaka. These items like sheep and animals, things that move around on their own, there's no chazaka because they could just walk in there. There's no proof that you bought it. So Rashbam says no. Hani mila alter. When we say goes in the chazaka, that only means right away. It's not like metaltelim that you have a chazaka right away. Avala achar gimel shanin yishlen chazaka. But after 3 years, there's a chazaka, so you can maybe say this place is that he had a chazaka for 3 years. Or bekatan hamuta barisa teyesh lo chazaka la'altar. We're talking about an infant that can't move on its own, so therefore that chazaka will be la'altar, be right away. Oh, be'eved shelo ra osa be'edim ze hamar aravishos ze. The only reason why I would have any claim, as if I said that this is my slave, is if I have edim at one point in time that eved was in my possession. Maybe here the case is I just walk up to him and say that's my slave. I go, no, it's not. He sold it to me. You want, you can swear. So, but there was no edus to test to say that it was mine to begin with. Therefore, I don't have this problem of the. So that he would have the chazaka because there's nothing. There's no tainah. There's no claim. Okay. So the Maharav says, "My kamashmalon." Well, what is Rabbi Abba coming to teach us over here? Rabbi Abba basically taught us that if a person said, if there's no shvua that's necessary. Let's read the next. Ritzoncha Yishava Vitol. Right, he says, Rabusahi, it's extra. The Ka'amrle Hai Maxik Lama'arir. That the Maxik says to Ma'arir. There's no reason. That the Sharei Potter Gamri says Ha'maxik Mikol Shavus Ba'olam. He's completely Potter. The Maxik is Potter. The Kaimalon Ainish Boim Al Avadim B'Shavus. There's no swear when it comes to Avadim. The Ainu Machai B'Shavu Klau. The Gamzeh Toveya, and me, the guy, and I'm claiming it, ain't Shua Mo Elis Legavos Mizeh. There's no real Shua on me, that I can take to get it. They call on Ishboim Shematorah and Ishboim Velo Mishalmim. Shua is to potter you, not to take. The Imlomi Ritzono Shalzeh Shematla Shua Lishavavlito. I could never have any Shua to have any effect unless he opened his mouth and let me do it. So he says, Venishma Zeh Toveya, so I, the Toveik, swear. The Eno Yachel Zeh HaMachzik Laksarbo, Velomer Mishata Yisi Bacha, Shrei Potter Yisi. You can't say, once he gives me the option to swear, and according to Tosos, I actually do swear, he can't say, no, I was kidding. The Gam Lo Nitzchayim, fine. He says, Ela Kevin Al Piv Nishba, since you opened the door, and I'm swearing because of you, Ubitzavaso, and according to your command, Sarachli Tes Lo Seven, and I swear, then I get the slave. The Kevin, the Hitil Alav Shvua, Ha Himeni Mishua. Since you threw the Shua upon me, it's evident that you're believing in the Shua. Ukamanda Odile Shu Avdo Shal Nishba Dami. And it's as if he was voted that it's mine. It's almost like Haldaz Baldin. Meaning, you take the Shua and I'll admit that it's yours. And I did, so Haldaz Baldin and it becomes mine. Fine. So the Gemara says, "My Kamashmalot." So what's Rabbi Abba come and teach us? Tanina. We already have a Mishnah that gives us this explicit din that if the Bailim don't have any obligation or don't have any rights for something, and the Bailim say, okay, if you do this, I'll give it to you. We have a mission that says that he's believed. What's the case? Amar lo. So one of the two Bali Dinim come together. Amar lo, Neman alai Abba, Neman alai Avicha, Nemanim alai Shlosh Arei Abakar, Rabbi Meir Omer Yachal Aksarbo, Vacham Omer Meir Yachal Aksarbo. Basically, it's sort of like binding arbitration. I have a case with you, and I say, you know what? Let my father be a judge. He'll be one of the dayanim. Or your father will be one of the dayanim. They're not allowed to be. Not supposed to be. But I'll accept it. Or shlosha roe bakar. Or three roe bakar. Who would they? Roe bakar assume they're not baki bedin. Tosfos says it doesn't say roe tzon because roe tzon are going to be rishayim because they definitely steal because they have let their sheep graze. But roe bakar, he said that these are just amaratzim. They don't know the lacha. Well, just I'll accept him. So Rameir says. Yachal Aksarbo, because it's just Dvar Malma. There's no Chazaka. The Chachamim Omrim, Eino Yachal Aksarbo. The Chachamim say, Eino Yachal Aksarbo. Look, three, four lines in the Rashbam. The Chachamim Omrim Yachal Aksarbo. V'hu Adin, L'gabi Shvuas, Hatoveya, Shenishbal Eva Venotel. It's the same thing. The idea is that there's something that there's no obligation, there's no Chiyuv, and I'm accepting it upon myself. It has validity. So too here. I'm accepting upon myself that you take a Shvuah, and it has validity. The B'tarvayu, Afal Gav, D'lo Havi Din Hachi, Cave on the kibul of love, once you accept upon it, ain't a yachal aksarbo. You can't retract. So Gemara says, I'll give you an answer. Hakamashmalad, we'll just read this and then we'll read the Rashbam to get the color. Hakamashmalad dibe'etin l'cha machlokas and halacha kedivre chachamim. This comes to teach us that the machlokas is by etin l'cha and the halacha is like the chachamim. So what is that? That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Chavdala, where this appears. So there's a machlokas there between machlokas in the Gemara. Between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. Again, we have here a machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, and those Amaraim have a machlokas, what the machlokas is about. So let's read Rashbam. So we say, right, so it's the same Rashbam, it's the first word is Mashani. Umashani hakamashman Rabbi Abba, the Amar, hishava v'etin lecha, the ein yochel lach zirbo, the hasam nami v'etin lecha pligi. Over there, and over here, the case is where I'm going to swear and then pay. Or I'm going to accept upon myself those dayanim and then pay. There the machlokas is when I say I'll accept upon my father, doesn't mean I accept upon my father who'll say that my father says that you're potter, I'll be mochel. Or even if my father says I'm going to pay, I'm going to pay. That's etan lecha. So there is a machlokas. One man the Amr says that the machlokas over there is only if the machlokas over there is that I'm going to accept upon my father to say that you're potter, then I'll be mochel you. But everyone would agree that by etan lecha, I wouldn't accept my father. Or machlokas is everyone agrees that if I say my father says I'm your potter, I'll agree. But the machlokas is whether or not by my father says I have to pay, I'd have to pay, which is one step up. Meaning I would even accept upon myself to lose to pay out of pocket to pay. So if that's the machlokas, so here we're saying just like over here, we're saying the case is shvua and I'll give you. So too over there, the machlokas is whether I kept upon my father and I'll pay you. That's what the machlokas is, to go according to that manda amar. And not only that, we're going to pass like the chachamim who said, eino yachal achzer bo. Just like over here, if I accept upon myself the shvua and I'll pay you, I'll give you back the eved. So too over there, if I accept upon myself my father as being the judge, and he says that I pay you, I will pay you. So that's the machlokas. He said it proves that the machlokas there is by etan lecha, and the machlokas is, and the halacha is going to be like the chachamim. Right? So if you want to read inside the Rashbam, he says, "Mishane hakamashma ri'aba the amar hishava ve'etan lecha the ein yochel lachzibo the hasam nami ve'etan lecha pligi sheha nitva omer la toveya." The nitva says to the claimer, "Neman alei aba she'im yichavini etan lecha that I'll believe my father. Even if he says that I'm chayev, I will pay you." Vahi filu hachi amir rabbanan the ein yochel lachzibo v'liten. And even there, rabbanan say he can't retract. The hainu dumya de Rabbi Abba. That's similar to Rabbi Abba. The la'achar shenishba zeh ein yachal lachzavo ela yitain. He can't retract. He has to give it. The rabbanan the hasam sviulei because he holds like the rabbanan over there. Okay, so that's basically what that's the case. Go weiter now. That's case number one of Rabbi Abba bar of Rabbi Abba sholach Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Yosef bar Chama. Case number two. Sholach le Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Yosef bar Chama. Halacha. The halacha is govim min avadim. But Rav Nachman Amar ain't govim. So you owe me money, right? You owe me money. Can I collect? Right? Bal cho. An individual owes me money. That individual is nifter. He passes away. I am now going to collect from the yard from the yisomim. Can I collect from the avadim? And the halacha is I can't collect from karkos. And usually avadim are hukshul karkos. But here we're saying no. That the halacha is I can be here. So Rabbi Abba says I can't collect from the avadim because it's the same thing like karkos, so I can collect. But Rav Nachman says no, I can't collect from them because in this instance the avadim are not similar to karkos. So you Rashbam, why not? Rashbam says govim avadim. It's the fourth wide of the wider lines. Govim avadim balchov shemis govim avde yisomim dekimikarki dami. Okay. He says over here, even though Rashbam said earlier that all the halachas are like Rabbi Abba, this one is not like Rabbi Abba. Because later on we're going to change the gear, so we're just going to say that Rabbi Abba says, "Ein govin v'chein amar Rav Nachman." So there's no machlokas. Everyone agrees that you're not govin. So now we have to understand why ein govin. Why would you not? Aren't avadim hooks with karkos, and you should be able just like collect from karkos. So he says, Rav Nachman amar ein govin. Even though avadim are hooks with karkos, avadim is supposed to have the same dinim of real property. Could exiv hisnal chaltem. You learned it out in a there's a kasev. Hani milim lidvarim haksuvim b'torah. Rashbam says that's only for things that are written halachas that are written in the Torah. Could go liknosam bekesiv shtar b'chazaka. Number one, to acquire them, you use the same methods of acquisition. Number two, v'shelolu shavalahen, that you can't swear. There's no chiyashua. And number three, she'ein bahen onah, that there's no onah, there's no price gouging when it comes to that, because like we said, there's karka, there's none. So too by avadim. Aval le'inyan balchov, when it comes to payment obligations, then kimitautli dami, they are kimitautlim. Why? De'ein balchov somech ela karkos. When it comes, Rashbam seems to be saying two different reasons. Here he's saying that the reason is that balchov is only somech to be paid back. The ein balchov somech el karkos she'ein yechol lihibave velola zuz mimkoman. A balchov is smichus das to get paid back from the karkos because those are stationary. Remember, in those days, karka was the real thing. It wasn't a cash oriented society. It was a property oriented society. So everything came when I wanted to get paid back. I was somech. I was reliant upon the karkos. That's why if the guy dies, I can go collect the karkos, right? Aval avadim lo samchadaite, but I had no intent. I didn't have smichus das on the avadim. That's not what I thought you'd pay me back with, because the avadim can they go just to go back and forth. They're sell. There's in the market. Therefore, hilchach lo mishabed le. Therefore, you were never mishabed. You never encumbered the avadim for the payment of my loan. So it's nothing. So it's a difference to do is that yes, they're hukshul karkos, but not all the thing and everything. So here it has to deal with smichus das. Not whether or not you're karka or necessarily karka or not. And the reason why that's important, so we'll see later on, is that Rabbi Abba is going to change to say that ein govin, and Rav Nachman is going to say v'chein amar Rav Nachman. So the halacha is going to be that you do not collect from the avadim in this instance. That's case number two. Case number three. Shaloch le Rabbi Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Number one. Now again, halacha. The halacha is shlishi b'sheni kosher. A shlishi can testify against four asheni. Basically, this is a great uncle. This is a first cousin once removed. A shlishi b'sheni. So if you look at Rashi, he explains what shlishi b'sheni. Shlishi kosher lahayi b'krovu b'sheni. Now shlishi can testify about the sheni karov. Kegon. What do you have? Ben Chanoch. Ben Chanoch is the grandson of Reuven, right? Ben Chanoch, Shekasher Lahaid B'Yemuel Ben Shimon. So, right, so you have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. So the grandson of Reuven, who's Ben Chanoch, can testify against the son of Shimon, which is your first cousin once removed. Yeah. It's all it is. You can testify against your first cousin, against your first cousin once removed. Rava Amar Af Rishon. Rava says not only that, you can testify against the Rishon, which would mean Shimon, the Chanoch's son, Reuven's grandson, can testify against Shimon, which is your great uncle or granduncle, depending on where you're from. But it's your grandfather's brother. Okay, so Umar Ravashi Aksher Abba the Abba. Umar Ravashi goes so far to say you can even testify against your father's father. You can testify for benefit your grandfather. But let's Hilchasa Kim Umar Ravashi. But we don't pass like Umar Ravashi. Mashma, we do pass like the other. But which way are we passing? Just Rishon B'Sheni, or even Rishon, or just Shlishi B'Sheni, or even Shlishon B'Rishon? We'll see that we're passing like both. Yeah, it seems to be that you could testify for your. For
your wedding, if you get married, you
it seems that way, right?
It says they treat the father and son like one entity.
That's why you don't. That's father and son like one answer. That's why you can't testify against with the grandfather.
It's reversed.
It seems that way. I don't know.
Grandfather can be made out.
We don't pass in that way. That's wrong. Right. That's the less hilchosa kamar baravashi. We only think that we seem to. We don't. We say less hilchosa by the grandfather grandson relationship, but we seem to indicate that the first cousin once removed and the great uncle can't. You can't testify. I don't know what the halacha is, but I'm pretty sure we don't do that.
Never.
And I remember once I got pulled in, and I was I was the first cousin, so that's also definitely no good. But you never see that. You never see getting the non-relatives. Okay. That was number three. Number four. Shalach le Rabbi Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chama Hayodelo be'edus karka adshol nistamei. And then this time, apostle. So a guy knows, the person knows the boundaries. He knows Eidos, he knows the boundaries of the property before he becomes blind. Blind person's apostle Eidos. So especially here, because he can't testify. And then he becomes blind. He's puzzled. He can't testify, because at the moment now, he can't see, he can't testify. So he's puzzled, therefore can't testify. V'shmuel amar kasher. Shmuel says he's kasher. Why? Eshar demichavin mitzaharna. He says, no, if the guy became blind, he may still be able to testify about the property, because he can give you simanim, at the white fence, and he can go 30 paces, he can give you simanim about it, and if it turns, seems to be that if it turns out that he's correct, then he would be correct. Shmuel says, doesn't seem to say if it turns out. Shmuel seems to say is that since there's possibility he can do that, he can testify. But to me, I don't know, what if he's wrong? You have to be able to, so maybe there is no white fence in the corner. Okay. But if I'm a gleam low, but to testify about a cloak, then no, he doesn't have nevelah since he became blind. And Rav Sheish Abar Fila Glima. Rav Sheish says even you can testify about the cloak. Afshar de Mekave, Midas Arko, Midas Rachbo. We can tell you the size. 38R, regular, whatever it is. He can tell you how big it is. Aval Naska low. But about a piece of metal, he can't testify. And Rav Papa Abar Fila Naska. Even on a piece of metal, he can testify. Because Afshar de Mekave, Midas Mishkola Dosav. He'll say it's, 3 pounds, 2 ounces. He can testify about the weight. You know exactly what it is. And that's what it seems to me. Look at the case of Rashbam. This explains the case. Hayodeya. It's like smack in the middle of the wide lines, maybe a little towards the bottom of the wide lines. Hayodeya adam chaver be'edus karka ad hechen hishalo. You know the borders. The yisigo es gvulo, and he knows that someone overstepped the border. So hevi the aid achar imaladi love. So he brings this witness and another witness to testify about the borders. Afal pish hayodeya yafa be'edus zo kodesh shalom stamo. Even though he knew this testimony very well before he became blind. And Shalom Nistam Be'enov Shadayin Lo Hayasuma Ba'achshav. But now, Bashas Edus Nashasuma. Now he's getting blind. Shehikia Orinov don't know why he said he became blind, because his eyes were darkened. Pasul ha'edus. Well, that's what a blind person is. He can't see. Okay, he's pasul ha'edus. Right, the hadas enu yochel ha'ed ad kan chumploni. He can't just assume what, you know, and testify that that's the, just based on his knowledge. He has to be able to see. V'lo nechash do so. But others say that he's, right, Rashbam says, but Shmuel said, that Mikavi Mitzaharna, she your daily cave in Hamitzarim, she is no Shimon, and Bishar Sados, Hasmukha Dal Mukhosa. You still have the testimony. So Shmuel, Rab Abba sent to Rav Yosef Bar Chama that this is, if you had new Eidos and you became blind, you can't testify. Shmuel to say, oh no, you can't testify. And then Rav Shesh says you can testify in even another case. And Rav Papa says you can even testify in a further case. Now, Mesve, we're going to ask a kasha on those three shitos. We're going to ask a kasha on Shmuel, Rav Shesh, and Rav Papa, which is going to show that we have passed like Rabbi Abba. So Mesve, we have, where's this? There's a Bryce, I think it's, what did you say? Brought down in Erechin. We'll get to it. Right, Mesve, Hayayodeya lo edus ad shelo nase chasano. So, I know testimony about an individual, and before we testify, this individual marries my daughter, I become his father-in-law, right? And become his chasano, right? So I yodei lo edus ad shelo nasa chasano. Then nasa chasano, and then I became the father-in-law. Or I knew edus I was pikeach when I can hear v'nis charesh. Now I became a charesh. So now for I can't apostle edus. Or pikeach, I knew the agents when I was a sighted individual, and then nistabe, and then I became blinded. Or I knew an agents shafui when I was a regular guy. I knew what was going on, and then nishtata, and I became insane. So in all these cases, Gemara Bryce says puzzle that he's puzzle, meaning it's just clear you hear that pikeach and I became blind. Puzzle edus, he's puzzle edus. Ava, the Bryce continues. Haya yodei lo edus. I knew Edus before I became this guy's father-in-law. And then Nasa Chasano. Then I became his father-in-law. And then Mesa Bito. And then my daughter passes away, so I'm no longer your father-in-law. Then I'd be kosher. Same thing again. And then the case comes up. Also, Pikeach, Venischaresh, Vechazin, Nispakeach. Piteach, this tama, v'chazer, v'nispateach. Shafoi, nishtata, v'chazer, nishtafa. All these cases, I'm kosher, because at the beginning and at the end, I was kosher. So that's what the Brisa says. Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shetchiloso, osofo, bepaskos, pasal. But chiloso, v'sofo, kosher is kosher. I have to be kosher at the moment I see all the edus, and at the moment I give I testify. If I'm pasal at any of those two bookends, then I'm pasal. If I was pasal in the middle, I'm okay, so long as at the beginning and at the end, I'm okay. So in the case of the father-in-law, when I saw the Eidus, I wasn't your father-in-law. When I testify, I'm not your father-in-law, so I'm okay. But if I testified when I am your father-in-law, then I'm possible. Because then at the end, I have a psul. But you see here clearly, for here, that we do not accept Eidus from somebody who was sighted and then became blind. So that's a kasha, going to be a kasha on Shmuel, on Rav Sheshes, and Rav Papa. The Gemara says, Tiyuftu dekulu tiyuftu. That's an irrefutable kasha on those three shitas.
Just like you finish up the case of when he became a shoteh. I mean, obviously he can't give edus for your shoteh.
Well, he's giving him the list. He's giving him the list. Huh? You give him the list. Also, probably also could be for the end of the brisa. But if I was clear, then be clear minded. Then became a shoteh, became clear minded again. Then I can give testimony. Okay. Next in, okay, Shalach Rabbi Abba, the Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. Ha'omer al tinok bein habanim neman. Rav Yochanan amar eino neman. If I say about a baby amongst the boys, I'm believed. Rav Yochanan amar, I'm not believed. So, Gemara says, my kamar. Well, what's the case you're talking about? It's very cryptic. So, amar abai hachik amar. Abai says, this is what it means to say. Ha'omer al tinok bein habanim yirash kol nechasai. I have a bunch of sons. If I say this son, he's going to inherit everything. Meaning I'm disinheriting everybody else. He's going to inherit everything. Neman. That's Neman. He can do that. Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, which we've seen a few times, which I think will actually come to the Mishnah eventually. Who Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said, I think it's this week. Kuflamid. Right, so it's this week. Right, we finally see Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, who says that I can decide who gets my inheritance so long as that person who I'm giving everything to was within the parish of Yerusha. I can disinherit everybody, all the sons, and give it to this son. Right? We'll get to that. Rav Yochanan Amar Eino Neman. Rav Yochanan says it's not Neman, Ki Rabbanan. Like the Rabbanan said before that you cannot do that. You can't do the Lashon Yerusha. You can do Lashon Matana, you can't do Lashon Yerusha. So Maskele Rav asks your question, Hi Neman the Eino Neman. So what's the Lashon of Neman of Eino Neman? That's Nemanus. That's believability. This is whether it works or doesn't work. Yerush or low Yerush be boyle. It should say if it's valid or it's invalid. Not Neman or like Neman. It's the wrong Lashon. So you're wrong about it. So Ella Amar Rava. Rava says this is what he means to say. Hachi Kamar. Ha'omer altinok bein habanim b'chorhu. This is why we brought all of these cases. If we have, there's a bunch of my sons, and people assume that this kid was the b'chor, but I come and say, no, this one is b'chor. B'chorhu, Neman. He's believed. He's Neman. Like Rabbi Yehuda. Like we had Rabbi Yehuda yesterday in the Braisa, that a person is Neman to say, b'nizeh b'chorhu. And therefore he can take pishnayim. Rabbi Yochanan says he's not believed, like the Rabbanan there who said that you can't. He doesn't. The father doesn't have nemanus against the muhta chazaka that this other kid is the bechor, right? Hey, so if you look at the Rashbam, Rashbam says neman. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines where they're short. Neman k'Rabbi Yehuda. This is the whole reason why we brought all these cases. So we're going to read the Rashbam, because this is, well, some of the Rashbam at least. Neman k'Rabbi Yehuda. V'afal gav de muchsas lam ba'achka shehu b'chor. Even though another kid is assumed by everybody to be the b'chor. Afilu hachi av neman. Even nevertheless, the father is believed. V'hachi hilchusa. And that's the middle halacha, that the father has the neamanus. T'ha pasuk hachi likamad, because we're going to see in a moment, the hilchusa b'kule k'dishloch Rabbi Abba. That the halacha follows all these statements of Rabbi Abba. Va'amrinon, and we say La Fuki Rabbi Yochanan, it's strictly Mifsuk Hilchsuk Vasei the Rabbi Abba. It comes to exclude Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Ushmamino, we see from here, Im Hochsuk Echa min Abanim b'chor b'chaye av. One kid is assumed to be the b'chor. Av Shalom Amar Av ki b'ni b'chori, even though the father never said that this kid is the b'chor, who not help Pishnayim. The kid still gets Pishnayim. You don't need the father to say who's the b'chor. If there's a chazaka who the b'chor is, he's the b'chor. Shalom nechlu Rabbi Yehuda v'chamim. Where's the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda v'chamim? Ela b'muchsok she'acher b'chor. That muchsok that Stephen is a b'chor. V'amar aviv al muchsok b'pashut b'chor. And he says Daniel's the b'chor. He says the guy who's assumed to be a pashut. He says he's the b'chor. V'hasam amar Rabbi Yehuda neman av levatel chazaka. That the father's believed to uproot the chazaka. Aval im lo amar ha'av al ha'acher shu b'chor. If the father never says that Daniel is the b'chor. He still says the chazaka exists. He's not arguing on the chazaka. He's just saying that the father has the power to destroy the chazaka.
What's the difference in the week we learned 2 days ago about the same exact case?
That was machlokas. Now he's passing put one way. That is the case we learned 2 days ago. The ilo temahachi, because if we don't say like this, Hale Rabbi Yehuda lememar, then Rabbi Yehuda could have said, because then, if Rabbi Yehuda was arguing the chazaka, he should say any person who's a chazaka who the father didn't support the chazaka is not a bechor. He's just arguing by saying, and we're passing this way, that the father has the power to uproot the chazaka. But if there is no father statement to the contrary, the chazaka still extend.
It's a little not the same, but like Yishai and David, you should maintain he was my son, didn't he? There was a question if he was his son or not, or
was
he was legitimate son or not, David? Or was the issue was...
Yeah, but that was because he was a Moavi.
Oh, shock you. All the other brothers had the same problem. Why? I thought there was the issue only of him with the what he called.
I don't know.
Parents are the same parents.
Okay. So that's the last case. That's the case to bring this down. Shalach le Rabbi Abba l'Rabbi Yosef bar Chama. So now Rabbi Abba Yosef has another statement. Ha'omer titol ishti ke'echa min ha'banim. If he says that my wife should take a portion like she's one of my sons, right? No teles ke'echa min habanim. She does. So therefore, let's say there are four sons. You divide it, then now the wife, you divide it to five portions. And if there's a bechor, I guess you would divide it to six portions. A bechor would take two, and she would get one. So Amar Rava, but Rava qualifies this. He says that's v'benechasim shel achshav. That only applies to the property or to. That he has at the moment he makes the statement. It won't apply to future. Let's say he says that he's 35 years old, he says, whatever my wife should get with my sons, and then in the next 25, 35 years of his life, he becomes a real estate mogul, and then maybe even the president. And then he, so that she doesn't get a portion of the stuff that he accumulated after he makes the statement. Right, Rashbam says. No, he's just making a statement. He says, "Ha'omer." Let's read Rashbam. Ha'omer titol ishti ke'echa min habanim. Right, the kabla, and she accepts it. Inami levar miksuvasa, not even a ksuva. Nasan lachelik ben achasav. This is outside the ksuva. Give me another portion. He says, "Ubishchiv meira ma'iri devar ksuvim usurim." Either talking about shchiv meira who doesn't need to write it. Inami levar miksuvasa, they kinyan, or it's a healthy person, they make a kinyan. But it's only been a chasim shel achshav. She'im nisrabu and a chasim b'shas haluka in no teles ki imba osim shahilo b'shas amira. She only has a portion in what he gave at the moment of the amira. The ain other machne davers lo bal olam, because I can't make a kinyan on something that doesn't exist yet. Va'afil Rav Meir the amar adam machne, even Rav Meir who says it's amazing. All you always have machlokas throughout shas, but there's one davers lo bal olam. We always try, and not in every machlokas do we try to say, but what about the other guy who argues? When it comes to Rav Meir and Machne Davish Lobal Olam, we're always trying to say, oh, what about going to Rav Meir? I'm not sure why this Rav Meir is so powerful, right? He says, a feel Rav Meir, the Amr Adam Machne, Hani Mil Bim Farish, Avabustama, Ain Adam Mala Daitel Dover Royal. That's only if you say something explicit, that you get the fruits that could have grown from the tree, didn't grow yet. But just stop to say anything that I'm going to gain over the next couple of years. That's not going to be. So therefore, this woman does not get that. But, and also, v'bibanim habayim la'achrikan. So you might think that at the first statement, it says that everything applies to now. So it's only the here and now. Comes the next statement, the bride says, not only does she only inherit what is extant now, even if there's a son who's not born yet, and the son is born after the statement, he's still part of it. So when he makes the statement, he only has $1,000 and four sons. And then when he dies, he has $1,000,000 and five sons. She has to. She only gets one portion of the $1,000 with the five sons. The second, and the later born son is still included. Okay, that's that case. Next, Shalach le Rabbi Abba Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. So Rabbi Abba then says another thing to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. This is a fascinating case. Hamotzi shtar chov al chavero. So I pull out a star that says you owe me $100. Malve Omer lo nefrati. I say Omer $100, you didn't pay me anything. Lo nefrati klum. The Love Omer, and you say parati mechza. I paid you $50. The Edim me Edim shepar eskulo. And then their Edim, I guess who saw the loan, they come apparently after you admitted to the 50, they come and say, what are you talking about? The whole loan was paid off. So you would think that maybe he's potter, because if Edim say he's potter, no, because he admitted. So hare nishva, so you have to swear that you paid the 50, right? Like a din of modim and mixas. And by that shvua, you now believe that you paid 50, and then go for mechsa, and I'll collect the other 50. But that's only minachasim and echorim. I can only collect the other 50 from unencumbered property. I can't collect it from your encumbered property, meaning I lose my shibud on your stuff, because the lender disregarded the edim, and therefore he still has to pay me. But the people who now bought the property, they can say, wait, we're going to be so much on those edim who said that it was paid off. You cannot come and collect the property from us.
Okay, it's two different things, though. I mean, they're trying to bring it out as one thing, but it's completely two different things. One is in their months on it, and one is in how you get paid.
Exactly. They're bifurcating the din over here. Correct. Even though he still owes me the money, I can only collect that last portion from unencumbered property. That's exactly correct. So then the Gemara says, okay, so va feel the Rabbi Akiva, even according to Rabbi Akiva, the Amar Meshev Aveda Havi, who says the case is a Meshev Aveda, Hani Mili Hechad Lek Edim. That's only if there are no Edim, Aval Hechad Ika Edim, but if there are Edim, Irtuse Irtas. Then he's scared. So what's the case over there? It's the case in Bav Metzia, after Dalit Mabez in Bav Metzia. So there is a shtar that basically says, you owe me monies, plural. So the minimum of monies, or it says slayim, the minimum of slayim is two. Okay, and that's the case. So it says two. So what happened was, Tosos goes through the whole thing, it says, I claim you owe me five, and you claim you owe me two. You claim you owe me three. So you just mess yourself up. You could have simply said, you owe me two. Right? So Rabbi Kiva says over there that by you saying that you owe me three, you admit to three, you are a Meshev Aveda on that other portion, because you could have just said two. And therefore, you're not a Modem and Mixas, and you're Potter, just like you're returning a lost object. you're parted from a shvu over there, because you could have simply walked away with, by saying two. By saying three, you're admitting to the two that's in the shtar and giving me an extra one. It's not Moses Miksas, it's Meshiv, it's Meshiv Aveda, right? Rashbam says, if you go, with time? Yeah, with time. Okay, he says, if you go with the Dibur Maskel Nishba, so it's like it's in the, there's two dots on the right. It says Pluktu the Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar betchilas shnayim osim shtar shekasev bo slaim odinarim. You have that? It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like 10 lines from the bottom. Oh no, 11 lines from the bottom. Pluktu the Rabbi Kiva. It's on the right side. Pluktu Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar betchilas shnayim osim shtar shekasev bo slaim odinarim. The shtar says dollars or pounds. It doesn't say, you know, the amount. So Malva Omer Chamesh, the lender says it was 5. Vilova Omer Shalosh, and the Lova says it's 3. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Rav Shimon Elazar says, Ho, the holder mixes a tiny shava. Since he's admit, you, I claim 5, you admit 3, it's holder mixes, swear, and that, to be putter on the other, on that 3. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eno Elekesh Hamesh Vavedu, putter Meshavua. He says, no, you just like, consider returning a lost object, and you're putter Meshavua. The slime, O Mashmet Tvei Mishnayim, because slime, dollars, only Mashmet 2, it's plural. Right, the tafasa rublo tafasta. Right, the yad balashtar tachtona balashlishi shahode who meishav avedi. The guy, the third seller that he's returning, he's a meishav aveda. Utnan hamotzi mitzia lo yishavim detiganolim. And we know if someone finds your wallet and I give it back to you and I say here's your wallet, I say wait a second, there was $1,000 in here and there's only 500 now. Dude, this is what I found. We don't know shvua because otherwise he won't return anything. Okay. The Rafila Rabbi Kiva, the Amar, even Rabbi Kiva there, who says Hashem Meishav Avedu b'Seller Shlishi, who says that there he says in the Meishav Avedu by the Seller Shlishi, di havi boy havi Omer Ein El Shnayim. He could have said two. Nevertheless, Hani Mili, skip a little bit. The Chashvina Le Meishav Avedu he like Edim. That's only over there when there's no Edim. But in our case, where I claim the Edim, but their Edim are coming, I'm not a Meishav Avedu. Why? Because their Edim are coming and they came afterwards. I would say. So maybe he was afraid. Maybe he could be fearful that the Edom would say you owe everything. Right. He doesn't know what the Edom are saying, so it's not a case of Meshav Aveda. And then we learn the other way, right? I guess the Edom creates some sort of counter pressure to the Meshav Aveda. But Maskif Lo Rabashi says no. Either Rabba, on the contrary, I feel Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Even Rabbi Shimon Elazar said in that case it's a mode of a mixus. That's only because there were no witnesses that came that supported him. But here, when the witnesses come afterwards and support him, then he's a Kamesha Veda in this case. Okay, so Machlokes had to interpret this case of Rabbi Abba Bar Yosef of Rabbi Abba. Now, Darish Mar Zutra Mishmeid Rav Shim Bar Ashi. Mar Zutra says the name of Shim Bar Ashi. Hilchasa b'chol hani shmaitasa ke shalach Rabbi Abba Rav Yosef Bar Chama. The halacha in all these cases is in accordance with the shlichus of Rabbi Abba to Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama. We pass like him in all these cases. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Rav Ashi, Rav Nachman Mai. So he says, wait, if the halacha is like him in all those cases, what about the case of Rav Nachman? Right, Rav Nachman. Right, because the problem is, if you look at Rashbam, says second last Rashbam, the Rav Nachman Mai. That was the case of the Avadim, which we already answered before. The case of the Avadim, whether you can go there from the Avadim or not. Rav Nachman says you cannot. He says the Poligalia Gabi Avadim, Amar ain't going Avadim. The Kaimelik Rav Nachman Dini, and we know the halachas to follow the Rav Nachman when it comes to Dinim. The Kashi Hilchos Hilchosa. We have a machlokas there between Rabbi Abba and Rav Nachman. You're saying we pass like Rabbi Abba, but we know we pass like Rav Nachman. So what's going on? So we answered, so we have to reinterpret what Rav Abba said there. Amar le, ain't govim asnisin le, v'chein amar of Nachman. Like we said already, that we can change it around and say that Sholach Rav Abba, the halach is that we're not govim from the Avadim, and then we say v'chein amar of Nachman, Rav Nachman agrees. So the halach would be, that's why we spend time on it, the halach would be that in that case that you cannot collect, even though Avadim hooks the kakos, in this case you would not be able to collect from the Avadim, because again, like Rashbam said, there's no smichas das. The Ella, hilchas alafuke mai. So, then why are you telling me the halacha is like Rabbi Abba? It's coming to, why would we have thought otherwise? Before we would have thought otherwise because of Rav Nachman. But now why would we have thought otherwise? And the Gemara is going to go through why you don't need this. Because, Ila fukimi de Rava. If it's coming to exclude the case of Rava, what was the case of Rava? Rava says that even the great uncle, not only the first cousin once removed, but even the great uncle you can testify for against, maybe there you can simply say, Mosif who? He's not coming to argue. He's just adding. Who says Rabbi Ami argues over there? Rabbi Abba claimed, maybe the case was, Rabbi Abba claimed and said, you can testify for your first cousin once removed. Comes Rabba and says, no, you can even testify for your great uncle.
Right.
Who says there's a machlokas? You're just coming to add, right? And then V'id, the Marbar of Ashi, maybe it's coming to exclude Marbar of Ashi who says you can testify for the grandfather. I don't need Rabbi Abba to tell me that halach is not like Rabbi Ashi because the Marbar of Ashi The less hilchos like a Mamre Rashi. The Gemara already stated explicitly that we don't pass in like Mamre Rashi. So why do I have to have? Why do I have to have? Why does Mazrush have to come and tell me that the Lach is not like Mamre Rashi? We already know the Lach is not like Mamre Rashi. So the Ilafuke, so maybe he's coming to tell us the Mishmuel, the Rav Sheshar Papa. It's coming to say that the halacha follows Rabbi Abba to exclusion of Shmuel Rav Sheshar Papa, who said that the blind person can testify in those other cases. We don't need to say that the halacha is not like them. Rav Sheshar just have to tell us that because Ha Itosu. We already had a Tiyufta Tiyufta, we already knocked those guys out. So Ella is coming to exclude Ella Ilafuke mid Rabbi Yochanan. Again, this whole thing is coming for this. Ella la fukid Rabbi Yochanan may aspika the marber may aspika the Rav Ashi. Number one, it's coming to exclude Rabbi Yochanan to tell us that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that the right Rabbi Yochanan held like the Chachamim who said that the father doesn't have the nemanos to say that this is my bechor. So we're passing because Rabbi Abba's case was like Rabbi Yehuda that he does have the nemanos. Right, that was the case. Right, Ha'omer Altinok Ben Abanim Bechor Hu Nenman Rabbi Yehuda. That's what he said. So he's coming to say the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and the fuke the chachamim in that case, and also they're coming to exclude the case of Mid Aspika the Marabar of Ashi. Also, we just said before this kasha that we had on Marabar of Ashi about learning about the modem and mixos and the meishu aveda. So Rav Ashi came to say, no, it's not like Rabbi Akiva. Because in this case, it would definitely be a Meshav Aveda, even according to Rishon Bar Elazar. We're knocking that out. Also, he's coming to exclude that. That's not going to be valid. We've been saying the case over here. This Moshe Starchov al Chavero, and he says that it was. And I say you owe me 100. He said I paid you 50. And the Edom come and say you paid me the whole thing. It's still going to be considered a case of Modiv Mixos, not a case of Meshav Aveda, because the Edom are coming afterwards. So that's what those two cases. That's why Mazrutsch, right? That's why Mazrutsch had to come and say the halacha is like Rabbi Abba for these two cases. Because in all the other cases, it was clear that the halacha is like him. Okay. Stop here.
Perfect.
Everybody have a wonderful day.